Welcome to the Edinburgh Cider View Act 4, the Christmas edition or Christmas illness edition of the podcast. My name's Neil Caldwell. I have with me James Cocker, aka IT.
Good evening, or good afternoon, or good morning, depending on what time you are listening.
Yes. Why did you just say that?
Well, because I've suddenly realised that people might not be listening to us in the evening necessarily.
Anyway, IT, what's in your fridge this week?
This week we have four lovely bottles, starting with an Idunns, which is a Swedish elderflower cider. We have an Adelson's Cloudy premium cider,
We've talked about this
which
before.
we have mentioned before in a previous podcast, but we shall give it the full review treatment this time round. We also have this bottle which is, says Tempted question mark Irish craft cider, medium dry, which I believe you brought back from Ireland. So we'll be giving that one a try. And a lovely bottle here of Jacques fruit cider. It's the red one. So we
Have you
thought
know,
we'd
have you noticed the theme with all four bottles here?
new.
I brought them all.
Yes.
So even though it's your fridge, just in case other people were wondering if I don't contribute to your fridge.
Half of these have been in my fridge for the last 3 weeks, though, so.
Perhaps, yes.
So, which one shall we start with this evening?
Well, let's go for the other one I brought back from Ireland.
The Tempted
Tempted
question mark.
Irish Craft Cider.
It does sound interesting.
So I didn't have this one at all when I was in Ireland.
Yeah, so
I just thought I wanted to bring back more than one.
new to the both of us then.
Yeah. Should we have, it says medium dry. Should we try it without ice first?
Yes, let's
It's quite, it seems quite clear though.
it's fizzy. It is a tad cloudy. Unless my glass is dirty. No, the side is definitely slightly cloudy.
Yeah, it is a wee bit cloudy. I was going to say what it smelled like, but given that I'm still recovering from the cold, I can't
Yeah,
really smell it.
we
Apologies, listeners. We haven't had the podcast for a few weeks now because,
both of us have been ill.
yeah, the Edinburgh Cider View has been struck by Christmas illnesses.
So, taking his first sip, what are the thoughts?
It's okay. It's
Okay.
quite nice, actually.
That's
I think,
fine.
it's kind of like
Yeah.
a normal medium dry cider.
Do you know what? And that'll be interesting to see in a moment. That reminds me of a bit, I think, of Addlestons.
Of
You're
Addelson's.
going to disagree
Yeah, I completely disagree.
here. Maybe our colds are interfering with our taste buds,
Yeah,
but
it might be. And maybe this wasn't the best idea to have the podcast when we're recovering from the cold.
I don't know. We'll
I
see.
mean, no,
What do you think of
you
the
can still
Addlestons?
taste that it's dry.
But
It's a
it's a nice dry cider from Coamo. Apples is what it uses.
Yeah. It's okay. It's not really a It's a strange one though, because I mean the only Irish ciders that we've had before have been Magners and the Double L, the real cider that we had in
Yeah,
podcast two.
that's true, actually.
So this one's a bit more like a sort of more sophisticated version of Magners, isn't it? That's the way I would describe it. Because Magners is quite drier than the other commercial ciders that are on the market, you see. Whereas this clearly isn't a commercial cider because we hadn't heard of it. So this is like a drier Magners. Or a more sophisticated Magnus, maybe.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. So it's a 5.7%. So it's slightly stronger. Okay. Well, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Seven, seven, maybe.
It's yeah.
Made with apples from County Armagh.
Aye.
So you need to say which county it's from.
Well, I did mention
Did you?
County Armagh, although I did pause, so it sounded like I just said it was made with apples. But anyway,
Right. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
so seven.
Anyway, moving on. What's next?
What's next? Let's jump to Addlestons, shall we?
Yeah,
So I can
Addelson's.
compare these. Let me just upend the bottle a wee bit because this one is rather cloudy, which all
Yeah,
these
but that's what you
sediment
do. You only
is
you.
mixed in. Now, don't go spilling this one over the carpet like you did last
Well, given that you've
time.
just shaken it up and
I've upended it. I haven't shaken it.
Right.
There we go. And it's not that fizzy, Addlestone, so we should be all right here.
It's a while since I've had it, Addelson's, actually, even though we.
Yeah, that'll do. That'll do. That'll do. We're already tasting here. We're not getting wasted.
Yep, that's
So it's a
right.
very orangey, cloudy color. This Addlestone's is. It's kind of amberish.
This is proper scrumpy, would you say?
I wouldn't say proper. I'd say kind of. It's
Slight,
certainly.
slightly fizzier than the
It's like
first.
premium scrumpy.
Premium scrumpy.
Yeah.
Well, I would associate the two terms together.
Not always. Scrumpy's more kind of traditional side. Just because something's traditional doesn't mean it's premium.
Yeah, it's good that.
This tastes very different to what I remember.
It's good, yeah. It does taste different. I think it's because we've only ever had Adelson's on draft before.
That is true. This is the first Adelson's bottle we've had.
Yeah. So maybe there's something to that.
Yeah, I'm liking this. I'm not sure where it's come from. It's not as dry as this Tempted one from Ireland.
No, it's not. But it's very different to what I remember. I can't place it.
Mm, I know. Maybe it's the colds again interfering.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know how to describe that.
It's okay, so moving on.
This isn't going very well. I mean, I like it.
Yeah.
But you see, I'm struggling to see if I'm missing something because of the cold or it's actually a good cider.
Yeah. Tell us your thoughts originally on Addison's.
You see, it's quite a strong, kind of scrumpy...
What was the most distinctive thing that you thought Addison's had?
It's so long since I've had it, to be honest.
Well, I seem to remember the last time we had Addison's in a pub, you went on it being about a smelly cider.
Yes, it is, yeah. That is something we couldn't associate with it just now, because...
Yeah, it definitely tastes different. I'm not sure. I think it's partly coming from that very dry Tempted... And partly because we were possibly still slightly recovering from our cold.
Yeah, it's probably a combination of the
two. So yeah, but actually...
But this is one that we consider this one of our favourite ciders. But yeah, we're not enjoying it that much right now, are we?
Well, no, actually, I'm considering saying enjoying it more than when I have it in a bar. I mean, to be honest, the only reason that you say it's possibly one of our favourites is that it's one of the few ciders that... we regularly see on draft in a bar which isn't Magners or
possibly
Bulmers,
yeah.
For example.
Yeah.
Because I think the Westport did it in St Andrews on tap. The Antiquary in Stockbridge does it on tap. And the Old Chain Pier used to do it on tap, but last time we were in, it vanished, and apparently it wasn't being bought enough. So that's a shame. But yeah, it's a different one. It's certainly different to the Tempted.
That's thrown me. That's really... Well, I think what we should do in the new year is go back to some of these ones that we're having today. Because we need to see if this is a fair test.
Yes.
Today.
Yes.
Well, I mean, what mark would we give Adelson's? 7.5?
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
But purely on today alone, I couldn't give that 7.5. But that's maybe because I think all the subtleness out of the good scrumpy cider that we're having here.
I see what you mean. Anyway, from that indecision, let's move on to a couple of rather different ciders to the two we've just tried. Two very fruit-based ciders. Shall we go for the Idun's Elderflower or the Jacques Fruit next?
We'll go for the Jacques Fruit thing.
Okay.
Now, I bought this because I noticed that you had decided that we were following them on Twitter.
Yes, why not?
Because I'd never heard of it before.
You've never heard of Jacques before?
No, I hadn't heard of Jacques before. And the reason I probably hadn't heard of it is because the place in the fridge in the shop was next to Blue Wicked.
Yeah, but you must recognise that in...
No, I don't. I've just not...
From fridges, in pubs and bars. It's really... It's almost as common as Magners in some ways.
Is it?
Yes.
Maybe I've just associated it with...
It's more the size of the bottles that the Jacques do. It's more kind of a sharing cider. It's like if you were going out with a friend, like, say, two women went out and shared a bottle of wine. It's a kind
so
of...
So two women would go out and drink Jacques, thing. Would they?
Well, I mean, given the colour of it, it's rather pink.
Yeah.
But let's pour some out.
Are we having this with ice, then?
Yes. Jacques, according to the picture on the bottle, should be with ice. So let's pour a wee drop of this. Oop. Thanks for moving the glasses.
I was our second spillage during the podcast.
Trying to pour it into the glass. Yeah, we'll mop that later. Just don't get it into the...
It just smells of like strawberry or raspberry juice or something
yes.
like that, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Have you had this before?
I have had this before. It's very fruity.
It just tastes of strawberry and raspberry. This isn't even worth... This shouldn't be on our podcast.
I did wonder,
I'm annoyed at myself
I did
that I bought this.
Why you'd bought it. But
well, like I said, the only reason is because we're following them on Twitter, which you decided to do. So you deemed it worthy of our attention. Hence, no, I thought I would buy it.
I was following on Twitter in case they decide to come out with anything that may interest us.
This is not a cider. They should not put cider on this bottle.
Oh dear.
This is in the realms of Blue Wicked. Scott Mid were right to put it next to Blue Wicked.
It's by saying that, you're effectively putting all your fruit flavoured Copperbergs and McCordaligs.
No, I'm not.
This is almost more of a premium kind of brand.
Ach, the way. It's not.
It is. Than your Copperbergs and things.
Yeah, maybe as a premium brand, because it's a nice strawberry juice, right? But the difference between your Copperbergs and Magners and Bulmers, their fruit versions still taste of cider.
Not all of them.
Apart from Recorder Leg, right? I take your point to an extent, because there are some of the other Swedish ones taste very fruity and so on. That is just strawberry juice, and there's nothing... There's no cider element to that.
Oh, well, Neil won't be finishing off the rest of this.
No, it's quite nice. Don't get me wrong, it's quite nice bottle. As a girl's drink, as a Blue Wicked style, alcopop style.
I see you just poured out some more for yourself there, so you can't dissing it too much.
I mean, I like strawberry juice.
Good. Okay, so what are you going to give the Jacques then?
Well, see, this is where we have to discuss the grading policy. Because that's not even comparable to most ciders. How can we've just gone from Adelson's to that?
Yeah, I know, it's completely different, isn't it? It's a completely different class. Your fruity flavoured ones are
five.
Completely
different. Five, even though I like it, right? I'm giving it a five because it's not a cider.
Yes.
So we're grading ciders here.
Traditional.
If this was Lex Brand Shout.
Cider in the traditional sense, yes. Agreed. Because this is probably full of concentrated stuff. Yeah, okay, I agree. It's not in the class that we are reviewing. So let's move on then, shall we? Another fruit-based cider.
That is another fruit-based cider. And However, you're about to say to me that I'm contradicting myself here. Because you know I like this one called Edens.
It is one of your favourite ciders, I believe.
It's one of my favourite drinks, yes.
The Edens or Edens?
Edens.
Edens. Even though it's spelled I-D-U-N apostrophe S.
Yeah.
Genuine Swedish elderflower cider, 4.5%. You got this in Vino Wines?
Yes.
And we've seen it at a few pubs around and about. But let's crack this one open and give it a shot. Because I've had this a few times.
I've had this
but not
quite a lot.
Not recently.
Of all the Swedish ciders, this is by far my favourite.
Okay.
Now, I say all of them, all three that I've tried, being Recorder Leg, Copperberg and Edens. They're all very sweet. That's what they do. But this one's better because it's more of a natural, complex flavour.
And ooh, interesting.
Despite the fact it's sweet. So if we try it just now, have you had some yet?
No, I haven't yet. Let's give it a swig. How would you describe it?
Floral. Floral is not there.
Oh, no, yes. Wow.
Mm. It's very, very distinctive. Do you know what it is? Like, even though it's a very sweet, similar drink to Jack's in some ways, and I just ripped into Jack's, the elderflower version of Edens is such a unique drink that I just like it for being a drink.
I know what you mean. It is very elderflowery.
Yeah. And it's the most distinctive drink I've... It's very unique, I would say.
Yes. I have seen elderflower... I'm sure I've seen an elderflower with Copperberg or Recorderlig. But it's certainly... I'm sure it's been with something else.
Yeah.
And it has tasted nothing like this at all.
Yeah. So as far as your sweet ciders go, your sweet Copperbergs and Edens and things like that.
Because it's very clear. It's almost like lemonade looking.
Yeah.
But
this is by far my favourite of these kind of, that genre of cider.
Okay, because they do a few other flavours, don't they, as well, Edens?
Yeah, they do some cranberry.
Lingonberry.
Is that the red one?
Yes, that's the red one.
And they do a pear version as well.
And they do a pear version, that's right.
But this is by far, the other two I'm not so keen on.
Okay.
And I suppose that says it, because that just tastes like the red one's very similar to Jack's.
No, lingonberry is more. What is lingonberry? It's closer to cranberry, is it not? Which is like earwax.
Cranberry's like earwax.
Cranberry tastes like earwax.
Let's just move on from that. But the pear version and the lingonberry version are more like just your kind of standard sweet fruit drink, which is what Jacques Copperberg and that kind of thing is.
Yeah, true.
Whereas what we have here something that's a genuinely complex but sweet drink.
Yeah, yeah. It's not too sweet either. It's very drinkable. It's not.
Yeah, it's sweet in different ways. It's not just Ricardo Leg add 10 gallons of sugar, as I've said many a time.
Yeah,
too many times.
True. So what would you give it out of 10?
Well, see, this is complex because I've just given Jacques a 5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give this one a 6.8.
A 6.8? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm getting into your nonsense grains because I didn't want to give it quite a 7 because... No, I tell you what, I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Right.
Because of its genre, it's the best.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
You could argue I should give it a 10 on that basis, but I'm not going to.
7.5 is fine.
We're still in the realms of cider. What are you just winding your finger out for?
I think move on.
Move on?
Yes.
All right. Cider news.
Cider news. Well, being the...
Do we have any cider news this week? We do have
some cider news, but being the winter, we don't have a lot of cider news because apples don't grow in the winter, hence not much cider is made, hence there's not much cider news to be discussed.
Right, but cider is sold.
It's still sold, but nothing changes.
We're still following about 25 cider producers on Twitter that are updating every day almost.
Well, they're not changing things. They're just selling their existing things from their apple stock from the current year.
Right.
So, a couple of things this week that I wanted to mention is, you mentioned Twitter. Eden's Temptation started following us.
Eden's Temptation?
Yes, that I looked into, and they are apparently a Scottish fruit cider maker based in...
But surely there's only one.
Well, obviously Thistle Cross is the most well-known Scottish cider maker.
Not only that, they advertise themselves as the original or the only.
Do that where?
I'm sure I saw it somewhere.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway, move on.
So, Eden's Temptation, based near Guardbridge, near St Andrews, where we both went to uni.
Yes.
Have possibly only recently started making cider. I couldn't really find out much information on them. But... they are looking basically to produce genuine Scottish fruit cider. And apparently, they're currently selling mulled cider down on Castle Street in Edinburgh at the moment, at the Christmas market down there.
What, that's Eden's Temptation?
Apparently so.
That can't be right.
So,
and I'll tell you why.
Oh,
because here's some cider news for you. I went to North Castle Street,
mm-hmm.
and I had some mulled cider.
Yes.
And it was not produced by Eden's Temptation.
Well, perhaps it was a different tent.
No, there was only one tent. North Castle Street's not a big street.
Or perhaps it was on a different day.
Maybe it was. But it was a boy that is now... he's doing a mulled Thistle Cross version is what I had there. It was very nice, actually.
Yeah, well, we had Thistle Cross. Well, I had Thistle Cross in Lloyd's Bar at the weekend, which was...
Mulled version.
Mulled Thistle Cross.
Yeah, yeah. So we've both had a mulled Thistle Cross now.
We have. But anyway, sorry, back to Eden's Temptation. So
they're lying, but they're...
Well, no, unless I read the tweet wrong, but I'm sure they definitely said that. So anyway, so that'll be one to look out for. And we'll definitely be keeping up to date with their developments.
Yeah, they can send us cider, can't they?
Yeah, if you're listening, Eden's Temptation, and you'd like us to review some of your cider on the show, please get in touch, because we'd love to try some, or at least yep. Let us know where we can find some. It would be great too.
We're big fans of good Scottish cider.
Yes, I mean, both being Scottish and loving cider, bring on any Scottish cider, and
yep.
we'll give it the taste test. So the second piece of news I've got this week is just regarding the proposed minimum alcohol price of 45 pence per unit that they are considering bringing in England. And I'm basically just thinking about how this would affect the local cider producers.
It'll cost more to
especially
buy.
Especially in Somerset and Devon. Well, yes and no. I mean...
In Somerset and Devon?
Yes. Well, just I'm talking about local cider farms at the moment.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, with regards to your kind of more premium-priced ciders that you'd buy in pubs and things like that, there probably won't be any effect on those because they're not crazy strength, and they're not sold at a kind of cheap price against their actual unitage.
So the price I pay for a bottle of Bulmers won't change?
It shouldn't do, unless you're managing to get it ridiculously
in a pub.
Cheap somewhere, no.
Because there's a huge markup on a pub drink anyway, isn't
it? Yes, exactly. And this isn't like an extra tax that's going to have to be passed on. This is just a minimum pricing limit.
This is more for the supermarket corner shop,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's more targeted to kind of reduce binge drinking by these people.
Which we don't condone.
Which we certainly don't condone. By affecting the price that these super strength, cheap bottles of strong cider, mass produced strong cider, big bottles are sold in supermarkets.
Yeah. So it's to stop Neds getting drunk.
But basically, yes.
Right.
But unfortunately, and the legislation's, while it won't affect the kind of the premium price ciders, the cider farms that do sell cider, maybe direct from the farm at kind of really cheap prices, they may have to literally double their prices due to this minimum alcohol charge, which doesn't really make
sense.
So
are we talking about the kind of cider that we won't get here? The kind of cider, so a local farmhouse's local orchard in Somerset is producing cider, yeah, only selling it locally, they're going to have to double the price, is that
yes,
what you're saying?
Yes, pretty much, which they feel is a bit unfair because they're being lumped into this same category.
The bad bracket.
As the mass-produced super-strength striders, if you were.
Right.
So they're a bit annoyed, and it would be a shame because it's almost a kind of completely different end of the market. These people buy cider from these places not to get wasted, but to almost appreciate the drink it is.
Yeah.
And while there are some vague references to possible exceptions to protect cider drinkers and things like that within the actual law, it's still a bit vague, obviously, at this moment in time. So that'll be worth something keeping an eye on. And I think it's worth mentioning just so people are aware of what effects that will have. It may initially sound like it won't affect you, but if you're properly into your cider, there's good chances that it will.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Good to know. Save the local orchard.
Indeed. Yeah. I mean, especially such as we mentioned earlier, Eden's Temptation. If there's a similar, well, there is a similar thing in Scotland, so it'll be interesting to see the ins and outs of it and how in Scotland it affects the local.
Yeah, it's a complicated
and things like that. So it's certainly something, yeah, to be aware of. But yes, no, that is all the news this week.
That's quite a serious ending to your news this week.
Yes, well,
quite a dark tone.
As I said, something to keep an eye on, and hopefully in the spring when all the orchards start
blooming,
then we should be seeing some interesting developments.
Right. I think we need to lighten the show up a bit now.
Okay.
Let's do a pub review.
A pub review.
Now, which pub of the many that we've visited in the last month are we going to review?
My suggestion is Joseph Pierce.
Joseph Pierce.
That's the name of the bar, pub.
Just off Leith Walk, isn't
just
it?
Just off Leith Walk, it is indeed. And the reason I thought it kind of matched quite nicely is because they sell all three varieties of Eden's cider that we tasted the Elderflower version of earlier.
Yeah, the only pub that I've seen Eden's being sold in Edinburgh so far.
I haven't seen it anywhere else either. So the pub itself, I mean, I've only been there once, but
I've been there three or four times.
Selection of cider-wise, it's got your all three varieties of Eden's, your
which is different. We have to give them kudos for having a different kind
yes,
of bottle.
Yes.
Even though it's a Swedish one.
Because it's the only pub we've seen with the Eden's, I think they get marks for that. They've got the Elderflower, Lindenberry and Pear versions. Although I think when I was there, they sold out of the Elderflower.
Yeah, that I sell.
Which is kind of good because it shows that it's popular, this variety of cider that isn't that well known. And as well as those three, they sell standard old Bulmers in bottles. But on tap, they actually have Simmons.
Yep.
Which I used to buy a few bottles from in Morrison's, but they no longer do that. But so I like my kind of... It's a standard little number.
It's slightly above your standard Magners on draft, maybe. Would you put it like that?
Yeah, I would. But again, I think credit because it's different.
Slightly different.
It's not
uncommon, though, to see Simmons on draft.
Well, I know, I'd say it is. I've only ever seen it in draft in two places.
I'm sure I've seen it more. It's the kind of drink, though, that you get in quite a nice glass. The same way the new Stella Artois glasses are like, which makes it look better than it actually
true,
is.
True. I know actually three places because there was that last weekend in, I can't remember the name of the place now that we were at. There, yeah. So that's true.
So but you get it served in a glass that makes it look much nicer than it actually is. It's okay, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And as a draft cider, it's a little bit different, but it's not wholly uncommon. It's not that great, but it's okay.
True.
But so, kudos to them. We've got let's just go straight to the cider marks we're giving them. Right?
Okay, so cider marks.
Above average in the bottle front?
Yes, because they do sell one we've never seen before.
Two brands, five varieties or something like that.
Yeah.
Five different sizes you can have in the fridge, including ones that are very distinctive. Only slightly above an average marks, though, because they're all quite either commercial or sweet.
Yeah, true.
Nothing really
there's
interesting.
No scrumpies or anything traditional there, so yeah.
And on the draft front, it's just Simmons, is that right?
I believe so.
So we'll give them average marks for that, I think. Maybe Mars. We're giving them, generally on the cider marks, we're giving them slightly above average.
Yes, above average. I mean, average would be Strongbow, because normally that's what you see when tap in a pub, isn't it?
Let's be honest.
If they've got any cider, which isn't Strongbow, on tap, then that's going to have to be above average.
Yeah. As far as the pub itself goes, it's a nice place to go.
Yeah.
Just off Leith Walk. You might even spot the odd celebrity there.
Oh, yes.
I have in the past.
Oh, yes.
Not big celebrities. Not ones that most people would be familiar with.
Right.
The kind of people I follow on Twitter.
Okay.
Let's move on from here. It's just off Leith Walk. It's a nice location. It's quite an old pub, about 120 years old.
Oh, right.
It's quite a relaxed kind of atmosphere, quite a kind of distinctive place to go. Not much more to say on it. It's a good place to visit. If you're going down Leith Walk, it's definitely one of the nicest places to go in Leith Walk. So we recommend.
We do.
Joseph Pierce.
We do. If you like your side, you want something different, jump in there.
Yeah. So that's our review of the pub. We're not branching out this week, listeners.
No.
That's because we don't have anything to branch
out.
We are
struggling a bit. We have kind of almost exhausted everything that we can find, which is like cider but isn't cider and isn't beer, wine or spirits.
Thus far, but recently I've had some suggestions from two listeners.
Okay, so possibly in the new year.
In the new year, we will branch out again.
Seeing some.
Not to worry.
Okay, again, if you have any suggestions, please do get in touch on Twitter @ciderreview, and or email us theorchard@ciderreview.com.
Speaking of which, some people have contacted us, and have specific questions for us.
Okay, what have they been asking?
Okay, yeah, we've got the first question here comes from a Mr. Gary Caldwell, who left an extensive, generally positive review.
Great.
His question is, you refer reasonably frequently and in a rather derogatory fashion to Magners and Bulmers. Have either of these been sampled on the show? Also, you refer to mass market and scrumpy ciders. Is there a significant difference between the two? If so, what are the differences?
Right, so addressing...
Now, before you answer, I'm going to qualify what either of us are about to say.
Okay, go on.
We are not cider experts, we are cider fans.
That's very true.
That is one of the original premises of our podcast.
That is true.
Nonetheless, we'll have a go at answering any listener questions.
It is true. So with regards to Magners, Bulmers, etc., what was his exact wording?
Well, have either of these been sampled on the show? No, not really.
No, we haven't sampled them because we felt they're just a bit...
Boring.
Boring. The whole point in our show is to try new ciders, to try things that you might not find in your average pub.
Yeah.
And so Magners and Bulmers, because they're so popular...
To an extent, to people that don't like... I mean, some people's only views of cider will be based on Magners and Bulmers.
Yes,
they may not. Might not like Magners and Bulmers.
Exactly.
But they actually might like real cider.
Exactly, because there's a lot of ciders...
Or other kinds of cider.
Yeah, there's a lot of ciders which are completely different to Magners and Bulmers. Ones that maybe aren't as fizzy, or that just have a stronger apple taste, or that there's so much variety. So that's partly why we haven't reviewed them, is because they're a bit meh.
Yeah, and the second point of the question was, what are the significant differences between a mass market and a scrumpy cider?
Well, the kind of...
And it's not like you can divide the whole world into those two brackets.
There's no reason you can't have a mass market scrumpy cider. Is kind of more your traditional cloudy cider. If a cider is cloudy, then generally that's what would come under the terms of scrumpy, I believe.
Stronger in the nose as well.
Possibly a tad of a stronger percentage, but not much.
But that can vary as well.
So you're scrumpy. So you could easily have a mass market scrumpy cider, but you don't tend to. More of the mass market ones, because they seem to be more popular with consumers, are the non-scrumpy, are the really refined. What do they do with them? Like multiple filtered.
Let's put it this way. Ciders. Yeah, that kind of thing. When we say mass market cider, we don't actually mean a mass market. That's not the thing that defines it as mass market. That doesn't make any sense. What I'm saying is it's translucent, it's fizzy, it's not got the same percentage of apples as a scrumpy or a real cider would have, that kind of thing.
Yes, and that it's very regularly found in pubs.
Yeah, it is a mass market, but you said a scrumpy can be a mass market as well.
Yeah.
But when we...
Well, it could be, potentially, but I don't actually know. I mean... would you class Adelson's as scrumpy, for example? It's definitely cloudy.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And it is. It's probably the closest scrumpy I can think to be in mass market.
Yeah, but now we're just confusing.
Maybe like Old Rosie, Weston's Old Rosie is quite popular.
Yeah, Weston's Old Rosie and Adelson's are kind of the ones that are mass market scrumpies. But yeah, most mass market ones like Bulmers and Magners are translucent fizzy things.
So we hope that answers your question. If not, do get in touch again, and we shall certainly try and clarify any further queries that you may have.
Do we have time for a further question?
We do.
Okay, this comes from a Robert Ainsworth.
Okay.
When does a pear cider become a perry?
Uh-huh, interesting that you asked that. There's a bit of a grey line over when it actually becomes a perry, because the terms are bandied about a bit. Officially, according to Camra, I believe...
Camra being the campaign for real air. Real ale.
Real air, yes. That's
real air. The campaign for real air. No, the campaign for real ale and real cider.
Yes, because they do cider stuff too. Then a perry is really only when the drink has been made out of at least probably 90%-ish...
Well, see, you're going by the real cider definition of 90% apples.
Yes, but okay, made by
100% pears, essentially.
No, not just pears, perry pears.
Perry pears. Perry see, pears. I thought it was just perry was the proper name for what pear cider, what we call pear cider. That's what it became.
Yes, a lot of people say different things. I mean, I think it started out. Did we not mention this in a previous?
I'm
podcast?
Sure we did. This is why I'm confused. Why a listener is asking about this? But
take a listen to episode two.
Yeah, listen to episode two. And
I think we do describe
come
where
back
the term,
to us if you're still confused.
Where the term pear cider came from, how it kind of turned into perry, and actually what happened
via the Glastonbury Festival
and what the slight differences in between.
Yeah.
So basically, the official definition is made from perry pears.
And as an addendum
but there's a bit
to
of a
that question,
life. Yes.
If you have a question, listeners, please listen carefully to the previous podcast.
No, don't rip
in
the
case
listeners. They might have. I mean,
I'm going to rip this specific listener.
We welcome. No, not at all. We welcome
Robert Ainsworth.
We welcome his question. I presume you know him then.
Listen more carefully to episode two.
No, we don't want to put people off from writing in. If you have a question, no matter what it is,
do contact us.
Even if you just got it from listening to one of our episodes, because please do jump in straight, listen to episode three, ask us questions, we don't mind.
Anyway, ask us on Twitter, perhaps.
Anything at all. Twitter.
@CiderView.
@CiderView. Or email.
TheOrchard@something. Right, say it.
Our email address is theorchard@ciderview.com.
Theorchard@ciderview.com. It's a great email address.
Yeah.
You can forget it.
Could you?
No, of course not.
No.
But it might be just as quick to tweet us. The website. The website's good now as well.
Oh, yes. Our website, I have finally got round to actually doing something with our website.
Looks good now.
Please do check out ciderview.com, where you can keep up to date with our latest podcast. You can subscribe via iTunes or on any other reader of your choice.
Yeah.
And shortly, we plan to add on some extra info about each podcast, photos of the bottles that we've been reviewing, etc., etc. So please check out our website and get in touch.
Yeah. So thank you for listening to Act 4 of the Edinburgh Cider View. We'll be back in the new year, ripe and ready to go, with no illnesses, more branching out, more cider news.
Yes.
And all sorts of fun and games.
We shall be indeed.
So we will see you then. Have a good Christmas and New Year.